Now let's give an even bigger round of applause for the Lord Jesus Christ. What we're going to do is we're going to be in two verses. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. And 2 Corinthians 6, 17. I'm going to try to be as old school as I can be for a little while. Because the title of this message is Superman versus Clark Kent. So today, we're going to do Superman versus Clark Kent. So I better take y'all back home here in the beginning, right? God, never mind, I'm sorry. Mark chapter 8, verse 38. Whosoever there shall be ashamed of me, of my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in his glory of his Father with the holy angels. Amen? This is a good warning. Amen? This is a good warning. For whosoever, that means everybody in here, everybody in this room right now, for whosoever, if you're ashamed of God, he's going to be ashamed of you when he comes, when his second coming. Whosoever, that's everybody in this room. There's no excuse. You don't have an excuse this morning for being ashamed of God. In any area, in any arena, you should never have to look left or look right or look over your shoulder when you're going to talk about Jesus. If you do, that means you're ashamed of Him. Amen? I'm just going to be honest with you. If there's places you won't talk about Jesus, there's things you won't do because you're going to offend somebody, you're offending Jesus. That's as old school as you can get. I know it's as plain as paper or cornbread. It's just plain. But listen to this. If you're ashamed of Jesus, you can't afford to be. I want to talk to you this morning. If you're not saved, that's a whole different ball game. You need to get saved. He said, what do you mean saved? We've made this complicated thing out of salvation that's very, very simple. Can I make a very complicated thing down to a simple thing real quick? Does anybody that's in here at saved mind if I preach a little salvation? I didn't think you'd mind. Let me show you something. Let's take this box of Kleenex. Y'all good with this? I'm a simple man. I like simple illustrations. Let's all pretend, since it wasn't too far long ago, that this is an awesome Christmas present, correct? Can everybody get there? Can everybody get there with this Christmas present idea? Now, this ain't the greatest Christmas present you ever got, but it is representing the greatest gift you'll ever receive if you do, amen? Let's call this salvation, because in the Bible, salvation is always expressed as a gift and never a reward. Ain't that cool? It's a gift. It's freely given, and you can have it anytime you want to ask for it. Golly, amen. Every once in a while, I'll hurt you, amen. I promise. But okay, I told myself I wasn't going to do that this year, but I've done it a couple times. All right. So this present, it's just sitting there under the tree. Not that tree, but the tree, the cross, okay? See, when Jesus shed his blood on Calvary, he made it available, the gift available to anyone who wants the gift. And all you got to do is say, I'm not worthy to have the gift. That means you have to repent of your sins. That means you say, I'm not worthy of getting the gift. And the person who stole, lied, cheated, fornicated, done all the wicked stuff is as equal to the woman or the man who stole a 5-cent pack of chewing gum down at the Walmart. Or before Walmart, it was called what? A shopping center or whatever the case may be. Okay, sure. You all right? IGA, something like that? Piggly Wiggly? Yes! Pogville! Piggly Wiggly! All right, good. Down to Wiggly. You know what I'm talking about now, right? Down to Wiggly. All right. You know, remember when you stand in line when you're a little kid? Can I have one, Mom? No. I don't have one anyway. Some of y'all are judgmental. Yeah, yeah. You got a right to judge me. Okay. Man, I'd rather been caught with all the money out of Fort Knox in that football when my dad looked back there and said, what's that smell? I smell some chocolate. I smell peppermint or something. What is that? And you're like, ooh. Boy, you better not be chewing on. You better not be sucking on that thing I told you you couldn't have. Or you're going to wish. No, man, come on. God saves the person who stole the 5-cent pack of chewing gum or the bubble gum or the candy just as much as the drug addict, the thief, the adulterer, the harlot, the whore, the prostitute, whatever you want to call them. Praise God. Guess what? God, that same gift is available to anybody who wants it. All you got to do is come up here and say, you know what? God, I'm not worthy of having a gift. And he'll say, I know. You still have it. Can I have it? Yeah. And you get it, and guess what? It's yours. And then you build upon that. Amen? Your salvation's free. It's a gift. It ain't never going to change. A free gift. Everywhere in the Bible it refers to that. Okay, y'all good? All right, so after you get it, you can't be ashamed of Jesus. If you are, you need to go back to step one. Y'all don't like that kind of preacher, but you need to go back to step one. If you find yourself ashamed of Jesus, you need to go back to step one and find out why. Why can't I stand boldly in who I am in Christ Jesus? You need to go back. Why? You can't afford it, right? Make a note right here. You can't afford as a Christian to be ashamed of Jesus. Some of y'all say, why not? Because there's a judgment coming. There's a judgment coming for you. There's a second coming of Christ. And those that believe in Him will judge Him. And He will be ashamed of you. If you are ashamed of Him, He'll say, I don't... When you say, listen, I'm preaching. You better hear me. I don't know Him. Can you afford Him to say, I don't know you? All right? So you think about it just for a moment. I'm gonna lose friends. I'm going to lose some acquaintances. I'm going to lose some people. People are not going to like me. I might lose some things. Praise God. You can afford to lose everything else other than being ashamed of Christ. You can't lose Him. We need to put that in our minds and our hearts. I can lose everything, but I can't lose Jesus. I can lose friends, but I can't lose the friend Jesus. Amen. I can lose doctors, but I can't lose the doctor Jesus. Amen. I can lose accountants, but I can't lose my wealth in Christ Jesus. I can lose a lot of things, but I can't lose Jesus. So if it's going to be a choice between me and Jesus or you and Jesus, it's going to be Jesus every time, baby. Every single time. I'm going to choose Him. Well, ain't that good? Check this out. Let's go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. And I didn't mark my spouse right, so let's race. Y'all ready? Who's got it? It was close. It was close. 2 Corinthians 6:17, is that right? God, is that the right verse? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new... If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled Himself by Jesus and hath given us the ministry of reconciliation. Go to 2 Corinthians 16. Is that right? 5:17. Yeah, I know. I'm off on this. God. I'm looking for the verse that says, come ye out amongst them. 6:17. Was that right? 6:17. Golly bomb. Y'all ready? Scott, I'm challenging you for the title now. 6:17. I read 5:17. Wherefore come out from amongst them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I'll receive you. Amen? This is the same place in the Bible that it talks about not being unequally yoked. Amen? This is talking about right here. So you got to come out from amongst them. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't want you to become a colony. I don't want y'all to build walls and get behind closed doors and never go out into the world and minister the gospel, not loving people. But you got to be separate. Amen? You got to be different. You got to be holy. You got to be sanctified. You got to be separated. I know it sounds weird preaching that, but you got to be, because Jesus asked you to be. I like it when he says, don't be unequally yoked, right? Verse 14 is right up above that. It says, be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness? You know what we do every time? I know I do it. I do this about every time. I go to relationships. Every time on that. Every time I'll go to my son, you don't need to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. It's true. It's true. It's hard to date somebody who's not a believer if you're a believer. Amen? Because they're pulling in a different direction. And we can preach that every time because we come into the house of God and we're like, yeah, don't be dating nobody, ain't no saint. But this is a little bit different. It's not just about who you date. It's who you hang out with. Amen? It's who you go with every day. Amen? If you got a friend who's constantly in your ear talking about, I watched this and I seen that and I done that and cuss this and cuss that and hey, about this and hey, check this out. Hey, look at that. Hey, check this out. Hey, you know what? You're unequally yoked in your friendship. You're going to have to pull away and hook up with some people who will pull you in the right direction. Oh, I'm really going to preach here in a minute. Now, y'all like me right now, but I'm kind of getting some places that are uncomfortable. You, who do you work with? Well, I ain't got no choice where I work. Now, that might be the truth. But praise God, the people you work with, you don't have to be yoked up with them. Well, they'll leave me over in the cafeteria and I'll be all alone. No, you won't. Jesus will be there. I guarantee you will be. Amen? Crack your Bible. Pray. Seek the Lord. Amen? Guess what? There'll be some people who move across the cafeteria because they're sick and tired of hearing the things that they're starving on and they want to hear something that'll fill them up. Amen? I did that. I remember when I was in my workplace. Praise God. God separated me. Put me over there on the other side of the break room. I thought I was all alone, but I wasn't all alone. Praise God. I was full, happy, and I was surrounded by Jesus. Amen? And the next thing you know, God started putting people in my life who were also looking for Jesus. Amen? And all those people that were in that empty conversation or that empty place were looking to be filled, and all the stuff they'd already tried wouldn't fill them. Yeah. Amen? So people are looking for somebody to be separate. So don't worry about it. Maybe you're in business alone. You got somebody in you that's pulling you in. We can cheat here. We can cut a corner here. We can do this. We can do that. Oh, no. Don't look at me. Don't look straight at me while I'm preaching. Might be you. Praise God. You got to honor God in your business, in your time, with your finances. Oh, no. In the church, he said finances. Holy moly. I ain't coming back to the house of God. That preacher done mentioned finances. Praise God, if you want to keep all your money, keep it. Praise God. Live on 100% of cursed money. Right on, Jack. Or do you want to live on about 80% or 90% of blessed money? That's all. I don't really care. That's between you and God. It ain't my business. I'm just telling you right now, I used to have a plan. It's called Pay God Back Plan. I'm preaching now. They don't know it. Hey, God, I didn't get to give none, so next week I'll pay you back. Oh, no. Next week, Lord, I'll pay you. I promise. Next week, I'll pay you back. Yeah, after a flat tire, blown engine, busted water pipes, God says, you can either give it to me or you can fix pipes. I don't care. The devourer will come and take it. Or you can give it to me and I'll bless you and bless who I get. Never mind. I had you. Boy, you was riding right there in my pocket. He was like, boy, I love you, preacher. I said, finances. Forget you. You just want my money. I don't care about your money. I know preachers got a bad stigma. Some of them out there, they got a bad stigma. They want you, what they want. They want your mama, you want your wife, they want your money. I got one. Amen? And I got my own finances. I ain't worried about you. Amen? I'm just telling you how to live blessed. Amen? Live before God right. And it ain't really about what you get. It's not about sowing and receiving. It's about this. God's blessed me with salvation, and I want to be a part of His ministry. Amen? Y'all good with that before I move on? Now let's get into this. God gave me this radical example. Because I love Superman. Now all you New Agers and Millennials are like, come on, get on board. Y'all ready? All right. Clark Kent, Christianity. Amen? Now, this is of God because he gave me a bunch of notes for it. Clark Kent, Christianity. Clark Kent. Now, when I say Clark Kent, I want you to say undercover Christian. That's in your mind, or write it down. Undercover Christian. Okay, y'all good? Okay, undercover. Clark Kent is Superman. Amen? Did y'all know that? He's got one of the coolest disguises ever. Hey, Chris. It's still me, bro. I had to tell Chris. He didn't know. It's still me. Hey, honey. All right. It's still me. But look. I got glasses on. Hair still parted over, tie still straight. Very good. You know, all right, so you got, I'm Superman, but I'm Clark Kent. I'm hiding in obvious places. I go into the work at the Daily Bugle or wherever he worked. I go in, I've got my tie and my glasses. The reason why Clark Kent wears glasses is because Superman don't need glasses. See, he's perfect. He's got perfect vision. He's got laser vision. He's got x-ray vision. Come on, some of y'all like, just, well, this is great. Man, this is a good message, amen? You're going to love this kind of stuff. You know, he's got x-ray vision, but he's got glasses on. So you know what he does? He pretends like he can't see, where when people first see him, they'll say, you look like Superman, but you're not. Superman, go, I have no glasses. You're like, yeah, so that's what we just like as Christians. Sometimes we try to put on the shades of sin because guess what? We want to act like we're seeing it like the rest of the world. But see, when we get saved, God opens up our eyes and lets us see sin, lets us see how it really is. But when we go into captivity, we go into the workplace or with our friends, we put our glasses on and we act like we have a problem seeing what the truth is. So we're walking around the world and people maybe suggest, they look at you and say, aren't you, every time you disappear on Wednesdays and Sundays, you disappear. You don't go to the bar with us. You don't go to the club with us. You don't go and do this and that. Well, you disappear on Wednesdays and Sundays. Where do you go? I think you might be Superman. Okay, God, some of y'all are hung up on this. Write this down. When I say Superman, put down an exclamation mark, saved man. Okay? Saved man, a saved man or woman, for all you super women out there, super girl. You know what one of the coolest parts of this whole service was today? I was sitting here on the front row during the singing, and I looked down, and somebody was looking right back at me. This little girl right down here was looking right back up at me. I'm like, whoa! It's cool. Clark Kent, see, one time, Lois Lane, she didn't know who Superman was for a while, remember? Okay, well, one day, she kind of drew all the lines together, and she was trying to call Superman out. She was trying to call Clark Kent out. And sometimes, can I go back to this, too? Clark Kent would act like, he would act like weak sometimes. Y'all ever know that? Like, he would slam his hand in the car door. Oh, God, that hurt! You could shoot him, and it wouldn't hurt. All right? Or he would be clumsy. Whoops, and drop it. Even if he did drop and he was Superman, he could catch it before. Never mind. Can y'all tell I kind of like Superman? I love, he's my hero, amen? That was my childhood hero. And I got up, they really ruined Superman, but I liked him, right? Okay, but he would act clumsy and do stuff to pretend like he was the rest of the world. That's what we're doing as Christians. We pretend to be weak in areas and walk with the people and pretend that we're just like them when we're not. In our heart, we've been changed. In our heart, we've been transformed. But then we're just pretending and we're going along where nobody will ridicule us and nobody will call us out for our true identity. We'll just stay Clark Kent. Do y'all remember when Lois Lane tried to, she's like, I got you, buddy. You're Superman. He's like, I'm not. I am, but I'm not. She's like, I'm going to prove it. And she jumped in where Ruby Falls is. She jumped in. And she's watching him the whole time. Remember? Niagara Falls. Lamar, I seen him. I seen his lips go, Ruby Falls. Niagara Falls, good. Jumped in Niagara Falls and said, you're going to save me. Jumps in, and he's like, oh, man, what am I going to do? And she's watching. Now she's drowning. So then he kind of does one of these numbers and burns off a limb, and it falls. She gets on it, and he gets down there, and he's still like Goofy Clark. Hey, we're helping. Some of y'all remember this message just for this alone. And she's like, God, I thought you were Superman. That's exactly who we are. I thought you were saved, man. We've got people in our lives who are broken. They're hurting. They're dying. Some of them are in addiction. Some of them are in abusive relationships. Some of them are hurting so bad. And when they really call us out to our Christianity, you know what we do? I'll do a little, but I'm not. I'll say a prayer. No, wait a minute. Oh, God, preacher, I can't believe you just said that. You can say a little prayer. Prayer is awesome. Prayer is powerful. But one little prayer, like God bless them, that ain't going to do it. Sometimes you got to pray for them, but then you got to crawl in their mess with them. That's the problem with us as Christians. We don't want to get dirty. We don't want to change our identity. We don't want to get in the mess with people. Well, that's a mess. I don't want to get too dirty. I don't want to get in their mess. That might scar me a little. That might hurt me. I might get my pants dirty. I might scuff my shoes. Praise God. It'd be better if the church looked a little rougher. If we're in the business of saving souls and rescuing people like we say we are, we'd look a lot more tattered than we are. Because we can clean up nice. We can look good. If we were doing this right, I have a suspecting feeling that we would desire to come through that door every Sunday and every Wednesday and it would be ready to get in here and feed, because we are beat up by the devil. Because the more you do for God, the devil hates it. And he will wear you out. And I'm not talking about putting you behind a couple of minutes. I'm not talking about messing something up for a few seconds. I'm not talking about the curling iron shutting off. I'm talking about this. Him getting in your face and telling you that he is going to destroy you. He's going to kill you. He's going to take your children. He's going to destroy your marriage. He's going to say stuff like that. And that's when you got to be real about it and say, I don't care. You ain't taking nothing of mine. Oh, I love this Clark Kent Christianity. When does Superman get to show up? Superman, I love Superman. He gets to show up when a tragic calamity hits. Y'all like that? Tragic calamity hits. Nobody cares if you're Superman or not. They're not worried about your identity. They need rescuing. So you know what you do? You go like this. I mean, you just come out Holy Ghost Christian shouting, quoting scripture, talking about God bless America. Your glasses are off and you're doing everything. Man, I'll have my church pray for you. I'll be down there. We meet on this time. I got brothers and sisters in Christ. We'll rally the call. There's a tragic calamity going on. Y'all need saved man. You need Superman to show up. And there you are, quoting scripture, praying out loud, telling your friends, God bless you, brother, in the name of Jesus Christ. When they're rescued, you go back to work the next day, Monday. You know, the Twin Towers fell. Al-Qaeda attacked. We had a big hoorah. We had a lot of supermen, a lot of saved men and women come out of the woodwork. Just about 10 years later, now in 2017, we got to go back under covert. Amen. We got to go back. We can't be out there. We can't even criticize Muslims. We can't criticize the people who terrorize. We can't criticize homosexual lifestyle, transgender lifestyle. We can't say, oh, I don't want to offend nobody. I'm just going to stay right here in this comfort. Oops, I tripped. Oh, my hand. Oh, I can't see that without my glasses. Clark Kent all the way, right? But just for fun, guess what? I thought about this Christianity thing. Oh, Superman. Guess when he gets to be, just Superman all the way, right? Guess when he does that? I love this stuff. I just want to wear the Superman shirt to church. You know when he gets to wear this? Just all in front of his mom and daddy, who are from the same planet, right? Oh, gosh, Eddie, I'm preaching. You just don't believe it. When he's down here at the Hall of Justice. With all the other superheroes. See, down here at the Hall of Justice, we can all wear our costumes and capes and be heroes. Donnie, I'm preaching. Amen? We're all superheroes down here at the Hall of Justice. Well, let me tell you what. Flat Top Church. We'll come and hear our true identity. Hey, brother. Hey, sister. God bless you. Now, God bless you. I love you. Let me pray for you. Let me sing the glory. Let me do this. But guess what? Down here, we can be heroes and nobody cares, because we're all heroes up in here. And even if somebody's not a hero, they'll pretend to be a hero in here. Amen? They'll pretend to be a saved person in here. Amen? Because we're in the hall of justice. And now at the hall of justice, we can be super Christians. Ain't that cool? It ain't cool, but it's not the way we want it. And I started thinking about it. Let me give you 2 points and let's all close. Right here, let's all stand. Here's 2 points. Guess what? As superheroes, we all got the same problem. Kryptonite, that's sin, right? But guess what? The person he was trying to hide his identity from was Lois Lane, correct? And other people, right? But when Lois Lane found out his true identity was Superman, you know what she did? She fell in love with him. And she was his greatest ally. And she would have done anything for Superman, and Superman would have done anything for her. See, some of the people you're hiding Jesus from are the people that God wants to save the most. And He wants to change them into some of your greatest allies, into His greatest glory. Some of y'all are sitting there thinking, man, I don't want to tell that person about Jesus. I don't want to be bold in front of that person. I don't want to be a super Christian in front of that person. And that's the person who's probably going to end up doing more than you've done. No, y'all don't know it, but there's a man in the Bible, his name's Paul. See, when he was first on the scene, he was an enemy to the church. Ananias was called down to pray for Paul, and Ananias said to God, he said, God, do you not know who this man is? I don't know if I can go down there and be a super Christian or be bold to him because I have heard he wants to kill the church. Ananias, he's not going to kill the church. He's going to build the church. Amen. Go down there and be bold in it and share it. So this message, I know some of you are going to leave here and say, oh, preacher, went Clark Kent and Superman on us. What I want you to do is I want you to go out of here and not be ashamed of Jesus. I want you to be super men and women of Christ Jesus who will expose your identity even though if it's harmful to you and your even survival. Because it's important in 2017, we have an opportunity to win people to Christ who've never known Him. Amen. There's many avenues, there's many areas that this number and crowd right here can reach into a lost and dying world. Everybody in here has got a sphere of influence. You can be a superhero, a super Christian to someone. If you're that person that you've been ashamed of Christ, come up here on this altar and say, God, I'll no longer be ashamed of you. I want you to use me as a super Christian. I don't want to be a Clark Kent. I don't want to be an undercover Christian anymore. I can't afford to be ashamed of you because you'll be ashamed of me. These altars are open.